state lawmakers heard testimony on a bill to repeal Wisconsin's moratorium on sulfide mining for things like gold, copper, and zinc. Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany is leading the effort to open the doors to a new state mining industry. Former DNR Secretary George Meyer oversaw the state's only sulfide mine near Ladysmith in the late 90s. He opposes the moratorium but says simply repealing it isn't the answer.
The mining moratorium section of current law should not just be deleted, but rather should be replaced by a requirement that non-ferrous mining applicants submit pollution abatement technology that has been proven to be effectual and reliable in meeting environmental standards.
The sulfide mining moratorium was passed with wide bipartisan support in 1997 and was signed into law by Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.